Today's shiur will be in Mesichtes Vachim Daf Chof Tes, but we will start 17 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis. And the Gemara here is in the middle of the sugya of the difference between if a person thinks during the Avodah that he will eat the korban chutz l'zmanoi legabe, if he thinks that he will eat it chutz l'mkoymoi. And we learn that if he thinks that he's going to eat it chutz l'zmanoi after its time, then it is pigul, and anybody who eats from that korban is chayef kares. But if he thinks that he's going to eat it chutz l'mkoymei outside of its place, then the korban is possible, but there is no koras. And the reason for this difference at this point of the Gemara is because we learn now the din of chutz l'zmanoi from the posik in Parshat Tzav Kipitl Zayin posik Yudches, where it says v'im hayochel yayochel nivsar zevach shlomo v'yom hashlishi lo yeirotze hamakiv oisoi lo yechoshev lo yipigo yiyeh v'nefesh oyecheles v'menu avoy natisov. So we hold that this pasuk refers to doing the avodah with the machshava of eating it chutz l'zmanoi. Because the pasuk says, if you will eat it by yom hashlishi on the third day, which is after the day you're allowed to eat, and this pasuk does not refer actually to eating it after the time, as the Gemara will explain later, but it refers to thinking that you're going to eat it after its time, during the avodah. So then the pasuk says, lo yerot, that this carbon is possible, and the end of the pasuk is, v'nefesh oyecheles v'menu avoy natiso, at anybody who eats from it will carry the Aveda, and we learn out with the Gzeira Shava from this Pasuk Avayna Tiso. To the Pasuk that it says in Parsha Kedoshim, V'oichlav Avayna Yisra V'nichrasa HaNefesh HaHim Me'amea, that just like over there it means Kares, so here it means Kares too. So we know that this Pasuk refers to Chutz L'Zmanoi, and that you are Chayiv if you eat the Korban that had a Machshava of Chutz L'Zmanoi. Then there is another Pasuk, and from there we learn out the Isra of having a Machshava Chutz L'Mkoyman. And that is the Pasuk in Parsha Kedoshim, Kapitel Yutes, Pasuk Zayin, where it says, "Ve'im hay ochel yei ochel b'yoyim hashlishi pigul hu lo yirotze." This is a shorter pasuk, and there it says, "If you will eat it on the third day, it is pigul, and it will not be acceptable." Now we know for sure it doesn't mean about eating it on the third day, so it must mean that you thought about the third day, which is machshava chutz l'zmanoi. But we also cannot say that this pasuk refers to machshava chutz l'zmanoi, because for that we have already a pasuk, and that is the long pasuk that we mentioned before in Parshat Tzav. So therefore, the Gemara said, we must say this pasuk refers to the machshava of chutz l'mkoymoi. And since after that pasuk, the pasuk says, v'oichlav avoyna yisa v'nichrasa, and that pasuk refers to noisar, and the pasuk says, v'oichlav avoyna yisa, and if you eat it, meaning if you eat noisar, you have the aveira and you get kares, that's a miut. It comes to exclude it. Only for noisar you get kares, but not for the din that's mentioned in the previous pasuk, which is chutz l'mkoymoi. So from here we know that for eating a korban that had a machshava of chutz l'mkoymoi, there is no kares. But then the Gemara asks the kasha now, umay chozi dikro ariche b'chutz l'zmanoi. What makes you see? In other words, what makes you say that a long pasuk in Parashat Tzav is talking about chutz l'zmanoi? Ushlishi de parasha kedoshim tiyu chutz l'mkoymoi, and the pasuk that refers to chutz l'mkoymoi, and therefore, since the pasuk in Parshat Tzav, the long pasuk, is speaking about chutz l'zmanoi, and there we have the word avoy natiso, so we know that for that you get kares. In this pasuk, since right after that it says v'oichlav avoy natiso, which comes to exclude the din before, so we know that chutz l'mkoymoi you don't get kares. Eipich, hanol, let us say just opposite. Why don't we say that the pasuk in Parshat Tzav is speaking about chutz l'mkoymoi? The pasuk in Parashat Kedoshim is chutz l'zmanoi. And since in the pasuk in Parashat Tzav, it mentions avoy natiso, that means you get kares, so we know that for chutz l'mkoymoi you get kares. Since in this pasuk here it says right afterwards, v'oichlav avoy natiso, that for noisar you get kares, but not for this. Now if this is chutz l'zmanoi, so for chutz l'zmanoi you won't get kares. What makes it say the other way? When the Gemara answers, Mistavre, the svara is that Ariche b'chutz l'zmanoi, that the long pasuk in Parashat Tzav refers to chutz l'zmanoi. Why? Because the Gomar oven oven minoiser. Because that pasuk says avoy natiso, and we learn out exeira shava from that word avoy natiso to the word avoy nayiso here in Parashat Kedoshim, and that's how we know that the din in that pasuk is also kodesh. So now, since we have a choice of saying that that pasuk which is compared to noiser is speaking about chutz l'zmanoi or chutz l'mkoymoi, we would rather say it's speaking about chutz l'zmanoi, the domilei is ayin beis, because chutz l'zmanoi is more similar to noiser than chutz l'mkoymoi, because chutz l'zmanoi is similar in zman, that they both are connected to zman. Chutz l'zmanoi is that you had a machshava of the wrong time, and noiser is the korban that's left after its time, and also both of these dinim apply to a bama. So therefore, since we know that we have to compare that pasuk in Tzav to Noiser, and we have a choice to say that pasuk is speaking about chutz l'zmanoi or chutz l'mkoimoi, so we choose the one that is more similar to Noiser. So we say it must be talking about chutz l'zmanoi because that is similar to Noiser with Zayim Bey. But then the Gemara asks, Adarabah Aricha b'chutz l'mkoimoi, isn't it more svara to say that a long pasuk in Parshat Tzav is speaking about chutz l'mkoimoi? Ushlishi the kedoshim tiyu b'chutz l'zmanoi. And the pasuk Vayoyim Ashlishi in Parsha Kedoshim is speaking about chutz l'zmanoi. Shum the domilei samchei v'koma mayitlei. Maybe just because chutz l'zmanoi is more similar to Noiser, that is the reason why we should say that the pasuk in Parsha Kedoshim is speaking about chutz l'zmanoi. And since chutz l'zmanoi is similar to Noiser, there would be a svara to say that chutz l'zmanoi also gets kares. And that's why the Torah especially put chutz l'zmanoi right next to the din of Noiser to tell us that even though it is similar to Noiser, nevertheless, only for Noiser you get kares and not for chutz l'zmanoi. And if it's so, it'll come out that for chutz l'zmanoi you don't get kares. And if the pasuk in Parshat Tzav is chutz l'mkoimoi, there it says, avoy netiso, so for chutz l'mkoimoi you would get kares. So we're back to the question, how do we know that for chutz l'zmanoi you do get kares, and for chutz l'mkoimoi you don't get kares? Elom, or over there, for Rav said, kulo mikro aricha asyen. We're going back that we know both dinim, the din of chutz l'zmanoi and the din of chutz l'mkoimoi, from the long pasuk, from the pasuk in Parshat Tzav, as the Gemara wanted to say, l'chatchila. And nevertheless, we're able to know that chutz l'zmanoi gets kares, and for chutz l'mkoimoi you don't get kares. And instead of Rav just showing how we learn out from that pasuk these two dinim, chutz l'zmanoi and chutz l'mkoimoi, Rav goes through the whole pasuk and tells us all the limudim, all the things that we learn out from that pasuk. And when we see all the limudim, then we see also how we learn out chutz l'zmanoi and chutz l'mkoimoi. And this is the pasuk where it says, v'im he'ochel ye'ochel mibsar zevach shlomov v'yoyim hashlishi lo yeirotze hamakriv oisoi lo yichoshev loy pigul yiyeh v'nefesh oichelot menu avoy natiso. And Rav darshens every word of the pasuk, and he darshens like this. When the pasuk starts off saying im hey ochel ye ochel, that teaches us that bishtei achilas akosef medaber. It says twice the word im to teach us that the din of pigul applies to two achilas, the two kinds of eating. Echad achilas odom ve'echad achilas mizbeach. One is the eating of the person and one is the eating of the mizbeach, which means that the mabad machshove could be concerning eating and concerning putting on the mizbeach. For instance, if you do the avoide intending to eat the meat in the wrong time or in the wrong place, so that is a machshove concerning achilas sodom, and you also could have a bad machshove concerning achilas mizbeach, if you have in mind to be maktir on the mizbeach in the wrong time or in the wrong place. Then the pasuk continues, mipsar zevach shlomov, from the meat of the korban of shlomim. So we say that the pasuk means to stress the word shlomov, ma shlomim mifaglin mifaglin, that just like by the shlomim, you have two inyonim. You have something that could make it pigul, and something that could become pigul. Which means you have something in which you do the avoide, and then you have the other things that if you do the avoide wrong, it could cause the other things to become pigul. And that is the avoide of the dam. And then you have the meat and the emerim that are the things that become mutter through the dam. And that's what we say. We learn now that words are being pigul only in things which are similar to shlomim. That just like shlomim has these two parts, it has the avoid in the dam, and then it has the basar and the emerim, so too, that other karbonis that have emifagel and mispagel, that's when there's a din of pigul. This comes to exclude, for instance, minchas koyanim. The mincha of a koyan, there's only one thing, because by regular mincha, you take off a koymet. The koymet is the matir, and then you have the shirayim, the leftovers, and that is eaten. So the koymet would be the mefagel, and the shirayim would be the mispagel. But the mincha of a koyan, there is no koymet. You're makriv the whole mincha on the mizbeach. So by a mincha of a koyan, there is no din of pigul. Or minchas koyan mashiach, or minchas nisachim. Since they are matir themselves, and there is no shirayim to say that could become pigul through it. So that's what the pasuk teaches us, that there is no din pigul there. Then the pasuk continues and says, "Bayoyim hashlishi." So the word shlishi comes zehu chutz l'zmanoi. That is the case of chutz l'zmanoi. That if you have a machshove of chutz l'zmanoi, it becomes pigul. Then the pasuk says, "Lo yerotze." It will not be accepted by Hashem. Now this lashon of ritzui applies to the dam. So what we learn now from the words "lo yerotze," k'atzoas kosher, kein atzoas posel, that just like the dam, when you sprinkle the dam of a kosher, the same din is sprinkling the dam of a posel concerning the din of pigul. What does that mean? That ma hatzoas kosher, achi akriv kol matirov. That just like when you want to be merata the korban in a kosher korban, which comes through the dam. So when is it really meratze? Only after you are makrif all the matira, which means after all the avoda is finished. That means after the zrike, till after the spraying of the blood on the mizbeach, the korban is not nirtze yet. So to af hatzos posel achi akriv kol matira. So too, when is a korban pigul? Only after you did all the matira, which means after the zrike sadam. But let's say he had a machshavas pigul by the shchite or by the kabbalah, by the hiluch, and he never did the zrike sadam. For instance, it spilled out on the floor, so then it's not pigul either. Which means that pigul, even though it could be done through a machshava by the shchita, etc., but nevertheless, then it is still tolo v'oimet. It is waiting. If the zrike will be done properly, so then retroactively we say that the machshava you had by the shchita or by the kabbalah or by the hiluch makes it into pigul. But if you didn't have the hatzos adam properly, which means you didn't have the zrike, then even though you had a machshava of pigul, it doesn't become pigul. Then the pasuk continues, Hamakriv. What does that teach us? This is the word that teaches us that this pasuk is talking about machshavah. Because otherwise, if you look in the pasuk shot of the pasuk, it seems as if the pasuk is talking about a person eating from the meat on the third day. Eating noiva. But we just said that the pasuk is not talking about actually eating it after the time, but it's talking about chutzlis manay, meaning the machshavah of chutzlis manay. How do we know that? That is learned out from the word Hamakriv. That bahakrove hu nifsul ve'ena nifsul v'shlishi. The pasuk is telling us that it becomes possible by the hakrovah, when you are makrif the korban. But it doesn't become possible on the third day. If the problem would be that you ate noiser, then it doesn't become possible till after you ate the noiser. When is it noiser by Ashlamim? On the third day. So it would become possible first on the third day. Since the pasuk is hamakrif, that means it becomes possible by the hakrovah. Obviously, we are not talking about eating noiser, but we're talking about a makshavah that was done at the time of the hakrovah. Which means the machshava of eating it chutzlis manay. Then the pasuk continues, oisoi, the pasuk said hamakriv oisoi. This word means zevach hakosav medaber. And the pasuk is talking about the korban. That the korban is the one that's loyerotze, that is posel. Ve'ein medaber b'koyen, not talking about the koyen. Because otherwise we could have learned in the pasuk that if the koyen thought to eat it chutzlis manay, then the koyen is loyerotze. And the koyen cannot do davoid anymore, he becomes a koyen posel. That's why the pasuk says, oisoi, that the korban is possible, but not the koyin. Then the pasuk continues, lo yechoshev, it should not be counted. What does that mean? Lo ye'arav boi machshav esacheiros. That you should not think any other thoughts. Don't mix any other thoughts into it. Which means that if you did have another thought, then it is not pigul anymore. When is there a din pigul? Only if that's the only bad thought that was there. The only tzul in the korban was that it was pigul. But if you had another bad thought there, so even though you also had a thought which would make it pigul, it still is not pigul. And that we learn out in this lashon lo yichoshev, that you shouldn't mix any other machshavas. If you do, then it's not pigul anymore. Then the pasuk says, pigul, the pasuk continues, pigul yiyah, so from the word pigul, zechutlum koimoy. That comes to indicate that there's another type of machshava that could make it possible. And that is, that if you had a thought to eat it, chutlum koimoy. Then the pasuk says, yeah, the pasuk said, pigul yeah, malamed, shemistar from zemze. The teacher says that you combine the two. Since the pasuk speaks first about chutzlis manay, and then the word pigul tells us chutzlum koinoy. And then the pasuk says, yeah, after both, yeah means it shall be. So it teaches us that both of them should be together, which means they are one havaya, they are one being. And that you could combine the two together and make it into one. And therefore, if he thought to eat half a kazayis chutzlis manay, and he thought to eat half a kazayis chutzlum koinoy, they are mitzaris. They are combined, and it is possible. And that is learned out from the word yiyya. Then the pasuk says, v'ha nefesh ho'i chelos memenu, and the pasuk finishes off, avayna tiso. So the word memenu means, if you eat from it, so that means only from it, not from something else. So it comes to exclude, that only if you eat from one of the two, that's when you get kores, but if you eat from the other, you don't get kores. Echot v'lo yishnaim, only one and not the other. V'eizez chutzlis manu. And which one is the one that the pasuk means that you do get kares for? That is for the machshava of chutzlis manay. And the reason we say that it means the machshava chutzlis manay, rather than to say it means the machshava chutzlum koimoy, because the gomar of an ovem inoiser. How do we know that this pasuk means kares? All the pasuk says avoy natisa. So how do we know it means kares? Because we make exeder shava with this avoy natisa to the loshen v'oich lav avoy nagisa that says in gedoshim by noiser. So since we have to compare it to Noiser, so obviously which one of the two do we compare? The one that is closer to Noiser. The Dom Melei B'Zayim Beis. That Chutzlis Manay is more similar to Noiser than Chutzlum Koinoy. Because Chutzlis Manay is similar to Noiser with Zayim Beis. That they both are connected to Zman, and they both apply to Abom. And therefore we say that when the Pasuk tells us that one of the two only gets Kores, it is Chutzlis Manay rather than Chutzlum Koinoy. So now after Rabbi learned the whole pasuk and told us what every word means, we see everything. We see how we know chutzlus manay. We see from where we know chutzlum koinay. And we also see why only chutzlus manay gets kares and not chutzlum koinay. But one might ask, why did we have to go through the whole Gemara? Why couldn't the Gemara answer this right in the beginning? Right in the beginning, the Gemara also said that we know chutzlus manay and chutzlum koinay from that same pasuk. From the words, Bayayim HaShlishi, we know chutzlus manay. From the words, Figel, we know chutzlum koinay. That we said all the way in the beginning. And all the way in the beginning, we also said that from the words, we learn now that only one of the two gets kores, not the other. The only problem we had the whole time in the Gemara was, what makes us say that the one is chutzlus manay rather than the one should be chutzlum koymet? So why didn't the Gemara right away answer that we should rather say it means chutzlus manay, because since we learn it out from noisa, and chutzlus manay is similar to noisa more than chutzlum koymet? And Rashi explains the reason for that is because before we didn't even know that that pasuk, V'oichlov, avoy noisa, refers to noisa. We knew, Taka, that we learn out that in this pasuk, avoy noisa, it means kores, because of Exeira Shoveh, with oichlov avoy noisa in that pasuk, but we didn't know that that pasuk means kores. So we couldn't answer that definitely this pasuk here means chutzlus manay, because we compare it to that pasuk, and that pasuk is noisa, so we have to compare it in a way which is similar. We didn't know that that pasuk means noisa. Maybe that pasuk means something else. It's only after the Gemara brought what Zavdi Bar Levi said. And how do we know the pasuk means noisa? Because we learn on Exeira Shoveh Kodesh Kodesh from the pasuk Misaraftas on noisa Ba'ish Ki Kodesh Hu. So now that we know that that pasuk speaks about noisa, so now we're able to answer that when we compare this pasuk Avoy Natisa to that pasuk, it has to be something which is similar to noisa. And the Mela we say that this must be Chutzlus Manay, because Chutzlus Manay is similar to noisa with Zion Beis, while Chutzlum Koyme is not similar to noisa. But then the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Papa L'Ravah, Rav Papa said to Ravah, that Yidoch, according to you, that you learn out both dinim, Chutzlus Manay and Chutzlum Koyme, from the long pasuk in Parashat Tzav. So then, Shlishi the Parashat Kedoshim to you, Ma Dorshas Bei, what do you dash from the pasuk Shlishi in Parashat Kedoshim, when the pasuk in Parashat Kedoshim says, Im hei ochel yei ochel b'yayim ha-shlishi pigul hu lo yeratze, what does the pasuk go for? If we don't use the pasuk now for Chutzlum Koyme, so it's an extra pasuk. So he answered, "Ahu meboilei lemakoyim sheyehei mishulish bedam bebosser beimrim." That when we say that if you have a mind chutzlum koymoy, it becomes possible, it means that you have a mind that you're going to eat it or sprinkle the blood in a place which is threefold: a place where you could do the dam, a place where you could eat the meat, and a place where you could be makta beimrim. And that means chutzla azore, because the din of chutzlum koymoy is by kotche kadoshim that you have to eat it in the azore, it means chutzla azore. By kochum kalim that you must eat within the walls of Yerushalayim, chutzum koyma means outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. So how do we know it means that you have a mind to eat outside of the Azara? Because outside of the Azara is a place that you could do the three things. You could sprinkle the blood, you could eat the meat, and you could be makted aimerim. Because there is a din of abama, at certain times you are allowed to bring a korban abama, and abama is not in the Azara, and nevertheless you could do these three things there. So that teaches us that if you have a mind to eat it in a place where these three things could be done, that's when it's possible. But if you have a mind to eat it in a place where these three things can't be done, so then this machshava doesn't make it possible. For instance, if you have a mind to eat it inside the heichal, in the heichal is a place where you could not be makted amen, and it's a place where you cannot eat the meat. So in a place like that, if you had a mind to eat it in the heichal, it wouldn't become possible. And that we learn out from this lashon Shlishi, that only if you have a mind eat it chutzlum koymoy, but in a place where these three things could be done, that's when it has the din of chutzlum koymoy. But if you had a mind to eat it in the heichal, it doesn't have a din of chutzlum koymoy. But then the Gemara asks, Teipik leimikro kama im ochel yochel, that this din could be learned out from the previous pasuk in Parashat Tzav im ochel yochel, that we don't need this pasuk here in Kedoshim for it. From that pasuk itself, we could learn it out. Mi da'afke rachmona b'loshon shlishi, since the Torah used the loshon shlishi. The Torah says that if you will eat it on the third day, then it is no good. Now the question is, why did the Torah have to mention the third day? The third day is a day that you're not allowed to eat it. So the Torah could have said, if you will eat it on the next day, which would mean, if you will have the intentions to eat it on a day that you're not allowed, then it will become pigul. Why does the Torah have to mention Shlishi? So obviously the Torah is trying to tell us something with that. So the Torah is trying to tell us that it has to be a place which is Meshulish V'dam B'Basar B'Emri. Since in that same pasuk the Torah also speaks about Chutzlum Koymoy, these words, Bayayim HaShlishi Taki, is talking about Chutzlus Manay. But in that same pasuk, we are talking about Chutzlum Koymoy also. So since the Torah uses the Lashon Bayayim HaShlishi, so it would come to tell us that when does it have a din of Chutzlum Koymoy, if it is Mokim, which is Meshulim, V'dam B'Basar B'Emri. So since we could know that din from that pasuk, why do we have to have this extra pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim? V'imachal yochal v'yem ha'shlishin. Amar Rav Asha said, Amrita l'shmai to kamad Rav Masna. I said this din to Rav Masna, which means I asked this question by Rav Masna. Amar li said to me, imahosom, if we would only learn it out from there, from the pasuk in Parshas Tzav, havamin, I would have said shlishi prat. It is true that the word shlishi comes to exclude and comes to tell us that if he had in mind to eat it in a place which is not mishulish, it is taken up the din of chutz l'mkoymei. But then afterwards the pasuk says pigul, that is a klal, that's a general rule. So we would say nasa klal moisiv ala prat. It would become as if the Torah would have written a klal adding to the prat. And what does that mean? Beisra b'shar mkoymei, and that would add all other places. That means it would add even a place which is not mishulish, because that is the rule. When you have a prat to klal, when you have first a detail which seems to be saying only in this case, not in another case, which means only in the case that the detail is mentioned, but not in other cases, so it comes to exclude. But then the Torah gives the klal a general rule to include, so the din is always, we follow the klal. So in this case too, since it says shlishi and then pigel, we would say that the klal comes to change from the prat, and it includes all places, even the heichal also. And that's why we have to have this pasuk here. A special pasuk to teach us that when is it chutzum koymoi, if it is the mokim which is meshulish, the dam, and the basar ubeimet. Then the Gemara continues, Tanu Rabbanan, and Rabbanan learn, the pasuk says, Im ha'ochel ye ochel nipsar zevach shlomov, if you will eat from the basar of the korban of your shlomim, Omer Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer said, Koy faz lechol ishmoya, bend your ears to hear, that this pasuk be mechashev lechol mezivchoy b'yem ha'shlishe kosev medavet. And the pasuk is speaking that you intend to eat your korban on the third day. In other words, not as it seems in the pasuk shat. That the pasuk is speaking by the person who actually ate from the korban on the third day, but the pasuk is speaking if you intend, when you do the avoda, that you are going to eat it on the third day. But how do we know that the pshat? Maybe the pshat is actually if you ate it on the third day. I would tell you. After this kosher, it could become fossil. In other words, if it would be speaking in a case where you actually ate it on the third day, but everything else was done kosher, so it comes out that when they did the avodah with the korban was kosher, and the whole time the korban was kosher. By the time the third day came, and he ate from the korban on the third day, so now it becomes fossil. How is that possible? It should be kosher, and then later on turns to become fossil. Oh, my Lord, Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said to him, "Hein motzinu bezov ezova shemeres yom keneged yom." But we do find something like that concerning ezov and ezova, and the shemeres yom keneged yom shei becheskas tare, that they are in the chazok of tare, the kiv sherou sotru. As soon as they see the destroy it retroactive, and this is concerning ezova and ezova who count the chiv and the kiv. The din is that ezova, when she sees blood at a certain time and she becomes a zov, or a man who sees a certain liquid at a certain time and he becomes a zov, the only way they can become clean is first they have to count shiv and nikiyim. First they have to be sure that for 7 days in a row they are clean. And then they are able to go to the mikveh, and then they become toyer. Now, as we said, it has to be 7 clean days in a row. If, for instance, they counted 3-4 days and they were clean, and then she saw dam, or he saw ziva, so not only do we say that that day wasn't a clean day, and therefore you have to add more clean days, but it destroys the previous clean days too. And they have to start all over again counting 7 clean days, because it has to be 7 consecutive days. So here we see that even though till now those days were considered clean, nevertheless, they see now it works retroactive that the previous days were also not considered clean. And the same is concerning a shemeres yoim keneged yoim. This is a woman who within a certain time of her period, she saw dam. Now, if she sees dam for 1 day, then she is a zovah ketana. If she sees dam for 3 days, then she's considered a zovah gedola, and she would have to have shivin nikim. Now, what happens after the first day? We don't know. Maybe she will see a second day, or the same as after the second day. Maybe she will see a third day, and she will become a zovah gedola. So therefore, after she sees once, she is considered a shemeres yoim keneged yoim. She watches day for day. She has to wait to see what will happen the next day. Now, the truth is, the next day in the morning, she's able to go to the mikveh. And if throughout that whole day she didn't see any dam, so then that mikveh that she went to, that vila, was valid, and everything she will touch after the mikveh is toyer. But what happens if later on during that day she will see dam again? So everything that she touched, even after she went to the mikveh, will be tamei. Because since when she saw a second time, that shows that when she went to the mikveh it wasn't valid, And Bemele, even though she went to the mikveh and she touched things between the mikveh and the second time she saw the dam, nevertheless these things are tummy. So here we see clearly that even though she went to the mikveh and she becomes toher, and if she touches things, they are toher. But later on, if she sees dam again, then retroactively it becomes tummy. So just like we see there, that even though first it was toher, and then later on it could work retroactively to become tamei, ato al tama al ze, so don't wonder here also, it could be that at first discussion becomes possible, so the mele, maybe the pasuk taki means that if you will actually eat it on the third day, your question was, if so, how can it become possible then, if it was kosher till now? It's possible, just like we see by the case of the Shemeres Yoyim, by the Zav and the Zava, that it could be that till now it's kosher, and then later, because of what you did later, it'll work retroactive and the carbon will become possible. So he said to him, I have another ayah. Hareihu oimer, doesn't the pasuk say hamakriv? The pasuk there says, lo yerotze hamakriv oisei lo yechoshev lo yipigo yeh. So it means, b'shas akrove lo nifsu, v'ein nifsu b'shlishi. It only becomes possible at the time of the akrove. But it doesn't become possible on the third day. So that's how we know that pasuk means that you had in mind by the akrove that you will eat in the third day. But not that you actually did something on the third day to make it become possible retroactive. Then the Gemara continues, maybe what the Pasuk HaMakriv means, that the Kohen, who is Makriv, he becomes possible too. So really, it means that it becomes possible through eating on the third day. That's what the Pasuk means. You have a Raya from the word HaMakriv. And it means that B'shas HaKrov becomes possible. Who says that's what HaMakriv means? Maybe HaMakriv means that the Makriv, the Kohen, who is Makriv, also becomes possible. But since the Pasuk says, so we know he's talking about the korban, not talking about the koyan. So the mele hamakriv doesn't mean the koyan. So what does hamakriv mean? That b'shal da'akrovet, that's when it becomes possible. So from here we know that it doesn't mean that he actually ate on the third day, but it means that he did something on the time of the akrovet, which is, he had a machshava of eating it on the third day, eating it chutz l'zmanu. And the Gemara says, Ben Azari says, Oisai ma Talmud loimer. Why does the Pasuk say Oisai? Why does it say Hamakriv Oisai lo yechoshev, this extra word Oisai? So he has a different drash. Before we darshan, Oisai comes to tell us we're talking about the Korb, not about the Koyen. But he says, since the Pasuk says Loisai acher l'shalmoi, do not hold yourself back from paying it. If you have to bring a Korb, you have to bring it right away. And you're not allowed to hold it back. Yochel, I would think, af ma'achen nidroi, belo yerotze. And also, if a person holds back his neder, he made a neder to bring a korban, and a time limit passes, and he doesn't bring it, so that korban is lo yerotze. Talmud loimer oisoi, that's what the pasuk says, oisoi, oisoi belo yerotze. Only this case is lo yerotze. Ve'ein hamu achen nidroi belo yerotze. But not if somebody who holds back his neder is also belo yerotze. Etake is an aveira, you're not allowed to hold back the neder, but the korban doesn't become possible, there is no. Gemara continues, Achirim oimim, but Achirim say, others say, that how do we know that this Pasuk is talking about a machshava of chutzlas manoi, but not about actually eating it chutzlas manoi, because the Pasuk continues and says, lo yechoshev, machshava unifsu, vein unifsu vishvilishi. So we learn out from the word lo yechoshev, which means thought, that only through thinking, through machshava becomes possible, and not through eating it on the third day. And it's obvious that the reason Achirim have to come onto the word lo yechoshev, and don't learn it out from the word hamakriv, as we learned previously, because they hold that hamakriv doesn't indicate shas akrove. The word hamakriv doesn't indicate it has to be the time of akrove. Hamakriv means the one that is makriv. And therefore, Achirim said it. How do we know it means at the time of akrove? Because it says lo yechoshev. And these words are extra. Because it says lo yechoshev. And these words are extra. Because since the Pasuk says before lo yeirotze, why does it have to say later lo yechoshev? To teach us that the way it becomes possible is through machshava and not actually through eating it on the third day. Then the Gemara continues, Ubenazai de bezevach akosav medaber v'eine b'koyen minolei. How does Ben Azai know that the Pasuk is talking about the korban and not about the koyen? Because he said before, how do we know that the Pasuk doesn't mean that the koyen becomes possible? Because we learn it out from the word oisai, that only it, the korban, is possible, but not the koyen. But Ben Azai, who uses the word oisai to teach us something else, that if you are ma'acha nidre, the korban doesn't become possible, so he uses the word oisai up for that. So how does he know this din, that it doesn't refer to the koyen? And the Gemara answers, Iboy, same if you want, I could tell you, nafke limit achirim. He learns it out from the limit of achirim. Achirim learned out from the word lo yechoshev, that it doesn't become possible on the third day, through eating it on the third day. Now, since we need a pasuk to tell us that it doesn't become possible through eating it on the third day, obviously we're talking about the korban, not about the koyan. Because if we were talking about the koyan, then there would be no hava mine that it should become possible through eating it on the third day. Because the koyan is not the one that eats it. It's the owner that eats it. So there would be no svara l'chatchila to say that by the owner eating it on the third day, the koyach should become possible. And since the pasuk tells us that it doesn't become possible through eating it on the third day, obviously we're not talking about the koyach, but we're talking about the korban. The boys, if you want, I could tell you, me dixi, since the pasuk says lo yeratze, but lo yeratze zitchu. This expression lo yeratze only fits to a korban. By a korban, we would say that the korban is nirtze or not nirtze, but not concerning a koyach. And since the pasuk says lo yeratze, so we know that it's talking about the korban, not about the koyach. But then the Gemara asks, "Benazai oisoi b'lo yirotze, ve'ein ma'achan nidre b'lo yirotze, me'ochan afke." Do we really say that Benazai knows this din, that if a person holds back his nedir, the korban is not possible? He learns it out from this pasuk oisoi mid'achedim nafke. Why can't he learn it out from the drash that achedim said? The Tanya, because we learn in the Braisa, achedim oimrim, achedim say, yochol yehei b'choy she'ibrash nosei tipsule mikdashin. I would think that the b'choy that his year passed, a b'choy, the firstborn animal, which has to be given to the Kohen, and he uses a korban, the Pasuk says, Lifnei Hashem techlenu shona b'shono. From there we learn out that it has to be within the year. So I would think that if the year passed already, it should have the same din as Tzulei HaMikdashim. The Yifslo should be possible. Tzulei HaMikdashim means if it was a korban, but it got a mum. So then you have to redeem it, and you would buy with the money another korban. But the korban itself is possible, and it's redeemed and becomes chum. So I would think that if the year passed by the b'choyer, it should have the same din like Tzulei HaMikdashim. Talmud Loimer, but the pasuk says, "V'achalta lifnei Hashem Elokecha, ma'aser degoncha, u'b'choyer es dekorcha," that you should eat in front of Hashem the ma'aser of your grain and the b'choyer es of your cattle. So the pasuk here compares the b'choyer to ma'aser, and we say makish b'choyer le'ma'aser. We compare b'choyer to ma'aser. Ma'aser einen nifkul mishon elachaveta, just like ma'aser does become possible from one year to the other. And the Raya is because there is a special time called Zman HaBir. At the end of 3 years, you are supposed to get rid of all of the mice and give it to the people it belongs to. So we see that if you hold it more than a year, it doesn't become fossil. So to Abchoyer, Einay Nifsal Mishon HaLachavetah, Choyer also doesn't become fossil from 1 year to the other. So from this fossil we see that if it passed its time, it doesn't become fossil. So why does Benazai have to learn it out from the fossil Oysoy? That if you are Ma'ach HaNidre, if you hold back the nether more than you're supposed to, it doesn't become possible. But from this pasuk we see that if you hold your b'choyer back more than you're supposed to, it doesn't become possible. And the Gemara answers, Yitzchak, we still need the pasuk oisli. Because Sal Kedai Tachamin, I would have thought, Hanimi l'b'choyer, that is only by a b'choyer. Because the La'abar Hatzohu, a b'choyer is not a korban that is supposed to bring a kaporet. A b'choyer is a korban that you have to give to the kohen to bring, but it is not for any aveira, it's not mechaper. While other korbanos are mechaper. For instance, an oila is mechaper for an essay. If a person was oiver on a positive mitzvah, he brings an oil and it's mechaper. Korban shlomim, which is just a present to Hashem, is also a kind of kapore because it is for the purpose of making shalom peace between the Eden and Hashem. Korban chatos definitely is mechaper, etc. So I would think that only a b'choyer, since a b'choyer is not brought for a kapore, that's why if the time passed, it still doesn't become possible. Avakochim, the bnei atzoh, ninu, but those korbanos, which are bnei atzoh, they are supposed to accomplish some kind of kapore. Eime loy lirtzu, I would think that if the time passed, they shouldn't have the rotzen, they shouldn't accomplish this kapore. Kamashmalon, that's why we have to have the posik oisoi, that by all korbanos the din is, that if it's after its time, it doesn't become possible. But then the Gemara asks, Vakata, but still, mahosam nafke, we can learn it out from a different posik. The posik says, Vahoye b'chocheit, and we darshan, v'loy b'korban chocheit. This is the end of the pasuk that speaks about a person that he must bring the neder in its proper time. And this is a pasuk in Parsha Kitzaitzei, Kipitul Chav Gimel, it says in Pasuk Chav Beis, Kisidoi neder la'Hashem alikecho, if you will make a neder to Hashem, loy sa'acher l'shalmoy, do not hold it back from paying it. Kidori shidreshen la'Hashem alikecho mi'imach, because Hashem will ask it of you, v'hoye b'chochet, and you will have a sin. Which means that if you don't bring it on time, you will have a sin. So from the words v'hoye b'chochet, we learn out that you will have a sin, v'loy b'kabon chochet. But your korban is not going to have a sin, which means there will be nothing missing in the korban. And the truth is that the word chet also means missing. It doesn't only mean sin, it also means missing. As we find in Tanakh, that when Bathsheba spoke to David, when she was afraid that her son Shlomo would not be king, she said, v'hoye ani Shlomo b'ni chatoyim, that me and my son Shlomo will be chatoyim. It doesn't mean sins, because it doesn't make any sense. Me and my son will be sins. And if it means sinners, it should have said chaitim. So the Pshad and Mefarshim learned there is that Chatoyim means missing. So when it says, Yivahoye b'chochait, and v'dashim v'loy b'kabon chochait, it means that you will have a chait if you don't bring it on time, but your korban won't have anything missing. So from here we know that if you don't bring it on time, the korban is not possible. So why does he have to learn it out from Moisai? And the Gemara answers that Ha'okim ne'le Ben-Azai. Didn't we already establish in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that according to Ben-Azai, ha'hum e'boyalei, that pasuk v'hoye b'chachet, we need for something else. That v'hoye b'chachet, v'loye b'ishtachachet. That you will have an aveira for not bringing your neder on time, but your wife won't have an aveira. Now why does the pasuk have to tell us that your wife won't have the aveira? Because al kedai tachamina, I would think, ho'il v'omer Rebbe Loza v'itayim Rebbe Yochanan. Since Rebbe Loza said, and some say it wasn't Rebbe Yochanan who said it, that ain't each toy shall o the meso elim kim vaksham in the moment vein loy, that a person's wife doesn't die only if people ask him for money he doesn't have, which means he stole money and he doesn't have what to pay. Because of that aveira, a person's wife dies. Shenamer the pasuk says, im ein loch lishalim loma yikach mishkov kam tachtecha. If you don't have to pay, why should he take away your bed from under you? And this is a remes for the person's wife. So the pasuk tells us that for not having to pay money that you owe, the punishment is taking away his wife, which means the wife will die. So we would think that the high of and about the achan amameisa, that this aveira about the achash will also die, is the same idea that you're not paying your debt. So a person's wife would die. The pasuk says, you will have the aveira, but nothing will happen to your wife. She will not have the aveira, and she will not die because of this. So since Benazai uses the pasuk for this, so he can't use the pasuk to darshan v'hoye b'chochet v'loy b'kabon chochet. So from where does he know that if you don't pay your neder on time, the korban is not possible? He learns it out from the pasuk. Then the Gemara continues. We learned before, acherim moimrim acherim say that from the pasuk where it says lo yichoshev, we learn now the machshava hu niftul vein and niftul b'shlishi, that the psul that the pasuk is talking about is a psul that comes from machshava, but it doesn't become possible through actually eating it on the third day. That's how we know that the pasuk v'machal yochel v'yoyim ha'shlishi doesn't mean if he actually ate it on the third day, but that means that he had the machshava by the hakrava that he's going to eat it on the third day. But the Gemara asks for Rebbe Eliezer l'hayla yichoshev ha'yavid lei. Rebbe Eliezer, he learned out that the pasuk is speaking about machshava and not actually eating it on the third day is from the word hamakriv, which means that only at the time of the hakrava it becomes possible, but not b'shlishi. So what does he do with the pasuk lo yichoshev? The chura, these are extra words. And the Gemara answers me, boy, look at Rabbi Yannin. He needs it to learn out what Rabbi Yannin learned out. The Omer Rabbi Yannin said, Menayin l'machshava isha metziyas zu mizu. And how do we know that the machshavas could be mighty one from another? Which means that even if you had the machshava of Pigel, but if you also had another machshava, which was no good, so then that takes it away from Pigel and it's not Pigel anymore. How do we know that? Shnemer, because it says, lo yechoshev, lo ye'arev, boy machshava l'cheres. From lo yechoshev we learn you shouldn't think anything else, that you shouldn't mix other machshavas, which means that if you did mix other machshavas, then it's not tigul. But if Mary Masni, the Mary learned it this way, that Omer Rabbi Yanni said, minayin l'mechashev b'kotchim shu loike. How do we know? And if a person has a bad machshavah by kotchim, he gets malchus for it. Talmud Loimer, the pasuk says, lo yechoshev, do not think. Because till now, we only know that if you have a bad thought, the korban could become possible. But we didn't have a pasuk that says, do not think that bad thought. That's what he said. That's a word that we know that there is a lav not to have a bad machshava at the time of kotchim. It's in the pasuk lo yechoshev. And since it's a lav, so the din is you get malchus, because for all loving you get malchus. Or amalei ravasha l'rmeri, but ravasha said l'rmeri lav she'ein by ma'isahu. It's a lav that has no action to it. V'chol lav she'ein by ma'isa ein loikin olav. Any lav that has no action, you don't get malchus. This is a rule that when do you get malchus for transgressing a negative mitzvah, a lav, is only if you transgress it through doing an action. But if you are over without doing a ma'isa, you don't get malchus. Now here too there is no ma'isa. The aveira is the thought that he had at the time of the akrava. So that is not an action, that is a thought. So how could you get malchus for it? Amalei, so he said to him, Rabbi Yehudi, this goes according to Rabbi Yehudi, the Omer, that he says, lav shein by ma'isa loikin olav, that for a lav shein by ma'isa, you also get malchus. As the Gemara says in Shavuos and Tavdim Alamad Beis, that the pasuk says, "V'hanoyser memenu ad boiker ba'esh disroifu," that what's left over from the korban until the morning, at the time when you're not allowed to leave it over, you have to burn it with fire. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the pasuk comes to give us an esse after the loyser. There is a loyser that you're not allowed to leave it over. And the pasuk says, if you did leave it over, there is an esse that you have to burn it. What is the purpose for it? To tell us that you do not get malchus for leaving over after its time, because like this, the din is that a lav hanitik la'essa you don't get malchus for. That if it's a lav, that the Torah also said an essa that could fix up the lav, you don't get malchus for it. For instance, the Torah says don't steal, and then the Torah says that if you did steal, v'heishiv es hagzeilu, you should return it. So this is an essa, a positive mitzvah, that came in the Torah to fix up the loisessa. So for a lav like that, you don't get malchus. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, that the reason the Torah said that if you did leave over, you should burn it. So the Torah, by doing that, gave a lav that fixes up the loisis, and therefore you wouldn't get malchus. So what do we see? That Rabbi Yehuda holds that if not for that eset, you would get malchus for loisis. The question is, leaving over is a lav she'ein by maise. It is a lav without an action. All you do is, you just don't eat it. You just let it stay in that place, and you don't do anything to it. It becomes loisis. So it's a lav she'ein by maise. So you wouldn't get malchus for it anyway. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say that the reason you don't get malchus for it is because it's a lav anitikla eset, because it has an eset of ba'esh disreifu? So we see from there that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a lav she'ein by maise, you do get malchus. So when the Gemara said here that according to Rabbi Yanai, if you have a bad machshava by kochim, you get malchus, this goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a lav she'ein by maise, like in Allah. Concerning what we learned before, that from the word hashlishi we learn now that when is there a din of chutzim koimai, only lemokim shigehei meshulish bedam bebosar ube'emarim, and we learned before, according to Rashi, that it means only if you had a mind to eat the outside of the azara, a place where sometimes you could spritz the blood, and you could eat meat, and you can be makted emarim. And it comes to exclude the heichol, because in the heichol you can do these things. And Tosfos asks many kashas on Rashi, and Tosfos gives different pshatim. One of the pshatim Tosfos says is that mokim meshulish means that the psul of machshave only applies to the mizbeach hachitzen. Because by the mizbeach hachitzen, you could do all three things. By the mizbeach hachitzen, you sprinkle the blood, and you eat meat there in that area, and you are machted eimanim. And it comes to exclude mizbeach hapnimi, because by the mizbeach hapnimi, you only sprinkle blood, but you are not machted eimanim there, and you are not machted any bosad. And that's the limu that we learn now from the word hashlishi, that by the mizbeach hapnimi, there is no such thing as pigul. But Tosfos said you can't say that pshat because we find in different places there is a din of pigul by the mizbeach hapnimi. So then Tosfos brings another pshat, that when it says mokim mishulish, that means that the machshava has to be in a mokim mishulish, which means if he is standing in a place where you do these three things, which comes to exclude that if he is standing outside of the azara and he is holding a long knife and he is shechting inside the azara. So since he is standing outside of the azara, he is standing in a place where you don't sprinkle the blood and you don't you're not makted eimanim and you don't eat the kochim, so b'meile, his machshava would not make it figul. But Tosfos says that this is also not a good pshat, because we see that inside the heichol, which is not a mokim mishulish, and nevertheless, as we said before, there is figul there. So obviously, the din of figul doesn't apply dafke if you are standing in the mokim mishulish. Then Tosfos brings a pshat in the name of Rabbeinu Yonteh, that he says that what does it mean that figul is only in the case of mokim mishulish? That means that you have to have in mind to sprinkle the blood in a place where dam and basar are aimerim apostle there. Which means, for instance, if you had in mind to spray the blood of the kochim kalim outside of Yerushalayim, but if you had in mind to spray the blood in Yerushalayim, then it doesn't become pigul. Why? Because in Yerushalayim, the meat is not apostle. Which means only in an area where all three things are apostle, that's when it becomes pigul. But since in Yerushalayim, eating meat is not possible, meat of kochim kalim, the male, if you have a mind to spray the blood in Yerushalayim, it doesn't become pigul. And concerning kochim kadoshim, even if you have a mind to spray the blood in Yerushalayim, it also becomes pigul. Because agave, the meat of kochim kadoshim, inside Yerushalayim, it's also osir. So in Yerushalayim, all three things are osir. You're not allowed to sprinkle the blood there, you're not allowed to be machted the amen in there, and you're not allowed to eat the meat there. So concerning kochim kadoshim, Yerushalayim is called mokim mishulis, concerning kochim kalim, chutzli Yerushalayim would be called mokim mishulis. Then Tosfos brings another pshat, that this limud of mokim mishulis is learned out not concerning chutzim koimoi, but concerning chutzlis manoi. And it means that when does it become pigul? If you have a mind to sprinkle the blood on a day that all three are possible. Meaning that all three, the blood and the emerim and the meat is also. And that is on the third day, because shlomim could be eaten up to the third day. You could eat it on the first day, then the night, then the second day. When is it possible to eat even the basar on the third day? So the third day is a day when the dam is not allowed, and the emirim are not allowed, and the basar are also not allowed. So if you have in mind, the shasti do the avoide, that you are going to sprinkle the blood on the third day, that's on its tigul. But if you have in mind, when you are makrib the shlomim, to sprinkle the blood on the second day, then it is not called tigul. Only if you have a mind to spray the blood on the third day, a day when it is also to eat the meat. And the same thing would be concerning kochim kadoshim, but not concerning the third day, but on the second day. That since kochim kadoshim could only be eaten on the day they bring it, and that night, but the next day it is also already. But if you have a mind to sprinkle the blood on the next day, the day that you can't do all three, including the basar, so then it's pigul. But if you have a mind to do it at a time when you still could eat the basar, then it doesn't become pigul. So according to this, when it says mishulish, It doesn't mean the threefold thing, but Meshulish means on the third day. And the reason we mentioned the third day, even though by Kodesh Kodashim the same thing would be on the second day, as we just said, but because the Pasuk is speaking about Shlomim, so we're talking about the third day. But really what it means to say is that when does it become Tigel? If you have in mind to sprinkle the blood at the time when it is already Osir to eat the meat. I, Tosfos asks, that the Gemara says in Perek Zeh Mekoyim and later on after Nuzlom of the Beis, that Kodeshim and Echolim L'Yoyim V'Layla, Mechashvim B'Domim Mishatishka Achamo, that those Karbonis that could be eaten for one day and one night, so if you have in mind to sprinkle the blood after the Shkia, it already is Tigel. But according to what we just said, when is it Tigel? Only if you have in mind to sprinkle the blood the next day. So we'll have to say that that Gemara goes according to the Mandomer who doesn't hold that it has to be Mishul. But then Toysi said, Bechlal, this Pshat is not an acceptable Pshat, because Bechlal, the Gemara, when it speaks about Mishulish, it speaks about Mokeh Mishulish, that we're talking about the Inyan of Chutzlum Koimoy, and not about the Inyan of Chutzlum Manoy. Concerning what the Gemara said later on, that we do find a case that something that was Toher, or something that was kosher, and later on something could happen to it that should work retroactive and it should become possible or Toher Limifreya. And the Gemara gave the example of a Zova and a Zova, and a Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim, that as soon as they see, they are Soiser, they destroy not only that day, but also the previous days. The Rashi explained that by Zova and a Zova we mean that when they started counting the Shivanikim, their 7 clean days. So if in middle they saw Dam or Ziva on one of the days, so then all the previous few days that were clean before become unclean. In other words, that even though till now they are b'ches kastare, since they started counting, let's say they counted 3-4 days, so those 3-4 days are b'ches kastare. Now all of a sudden they see, so this shows that the whole time they were tummy. So that changes the ches kastare that they had till now. But Tosfos asked the kasha, how can we call that ches kastare? Because during those 7 days they are still tummy. It is not called ches kastare. Till they don't go to the mikveh after the shiva nikim, they are tummy. It is only that they were noki, meaning they were clean, that no dam or no ziva was seen. But it's not a ches kastare. We want to look for an example that something which was alpidin toher, and nevertheless, later on, it could become tummy. So how can we have a raya from this case? So therefore, Tosfos learns that the pshat is different. We're not talking about the shiva nikim, and in the middle of the days of the shiva nikim, they saw dam or ziva. We're talking about the seventh day. Because min hadin, when they count the shiva nikim, you must have 7 full days. But nevertheless, concerning the seventh day, we say that part of the day is like the whole day, and on the seventh day in the morning already, they are allowed to go to the mikveh. And they are considered clean. Nevertheless, the din is that if during that seventh day they see, that destroys everything from before, including the fact that they went to the mikveh. Because that would show that when they went to the mikveh, it was really before the 7 clean days were up. So the din is like this. If they go to the mikveh in the morning, and later on they don't see anything, so they are considered toyer from the time they went to the mikveh. But if they do see something later on, so even though they went to the mikveh before, but the fact that they saw later on before the 7 days were up, so that works retroactive, but at that time, even after the mikveh, they were also tumah. So this is a very simple example to a ches kastare that later on, limifreya is tumah. Because here we say that the fact they went to the mikveh is valid, and therefore, if the day passes, and they don't see anything, you don't have to go to the mikveh again. The mikveh that they went then is valid, and not only that, but anything they touched on the seventh day after the mikveh is toyer. But if they saw later, it becomes tomei lemifreya. So here we have an example of something which is mamish toyer, and nevertheless, something could happen to it later, and it works retroactive, and it becomes tomei lemifreya. Concerning what the Gemara said that we learn now from the Pasuk Oisai, that only pigel is possible. But if you are ma'acha nidre, if you delay your korban, it is not possible. So Tosfos asked the kasha, why do we need a pasuk for that? Why would we have thought l'chatchila that if you delay your korban, then the korban is possible? And the Shita Mikabetz gives an answer, because we would have thought that just like the korban itself, that it has to be a certain age, and if you delay it, and it gets over age, the korban is possible. So we would think that the same thing is also concerning ma'achan nidre. It's also a time limit when you have to bring the korban. If you delay it, then the korban is possible. And that's why we have to have the pasuk to teach us that the korban does not become possible. Concerning what the Gemara said later on, that according to Ben Azai, who uses the word oisei to teach us that a ma'achan nidre, the korban doesn't become possible. So the Gemara asked, so how does he know that the pasuk is speaking about a korban, not about the koyan? The pasuk where it says lo yerotze, hamakriv oisei, how do we know that that refers to the korban, not to the koyan? Because otherwise, in the Gemara we said before, how do we know it refers to the korban, not to the koyan? Because we dash from the word oisai. That the korban is possible, but not the koyan. But Ben Azai, who uses the word oisai to teach us the din of ma'achin nidrei, so he doesn't have the extra pasuk to teach us. And it's not talking about the Kohen. So how does he know that the pasuk is not talking about the Kohen? And the Gemara answers, he learned it out from the Acherim. Since Acherim learned out from the pasuk Lo Yechoshev, that that it can become pasul through eating it on the third day, that itself shows that we're not talking about the Kohen. Because if we would be talking about the Kohen, what kind of havamina would there be that if you eat on the third day, the Kohen should become pasul? Who eats it on the third day? The Bailim. So how would we ever think that when the Bailim eats it on the third day, the Kohen should become pasul? So since the Pasuk has to teach us that it doesn't become pasul bishlishi, that itself is a raya that it's not talking about the Kohen, and we don't need a special Pasuk to teach us that. The Tosfos says, that's the kasha. If so, it's a kasha and Rabbi Eliezer. In the Gemara, before it says, that Rabbi Eliezer, how does he know that the Pasuk is talking about Machshave, but it doesn't become Pasul Bishlishi, is from the Pasuk Hamakriv. And then the Gemara asks, and how do you know Hamakriv goes for that? Maybe Hamakriv means that it goes on the Kohen. So he says, we learn it out from Moisley. So we see that even though he needs a Pasuk to tell us it doesn't become Pasul Bishlishi, nevertheless, he still needs another Pasuk to tell us it's not talking about a Kohen. And according to Benazai, we're saying now that he holds like a Achirim who learn out that it's not Pasul Bishlishi from the Pasuk Lo Yechoshev. And Bemele, we already don't need a Pasuk to tell us it's not talking about a Kohen, because since the Pasuk tells us that it's not Pasul Bishlishi, we know ourselves it's not talking about a Kohen. But before, by Rabbi Eliezer, we were saying that even though he learns out from the word Hamakriv that it's not Pasul Bishlishi, nevertheless, he uses the word Oisei to teach us that it's not speaking about a Kohen. But why don't he say the same thing? That as soon as we have a Pasuk to tell us that it's not Pasul Bishlishi, already we know it's not talking about a Kohen, because how could a Kohen become Pasul through someone else eating Bishlishi? And Tosfos answers that Rebbe Eliezer, since he doesn't learn it out from the word Lo Yechoshev, that teaches us Machshava Nisul Veinu Nisul Bishlishi, I could say that according to him the word Lo Yechoshev is Loshen Chshivet. And we would say that the Pasuk means Lo Yechoshev, he should lose his Chshivet. And even though, Taka, since the Pasuk tells us that Bishlishi ain't a Nisul, the Mela, we know that we're talking about the Korban, but nevertheless, the word Lo Yechoshev comes to teach us that the Kohen is also Pasul. He loses his Chshivet. Therefore, he must have a special pasuk Oisei to teach us that the Kohen doesn't become pasul. But according to Benazai, who learns the word Lo Yechoshev, that it means the Losh Machshava, because from here he darshan, the Machshava who nifsul veinu nifsul bishlishi, the Mele, there is no pasuk that would indicate that the Kohen loses his chshivas. And the Mele, we don't need a special pasuk to tell us that the Kohen is not pasul. Because from the fact itself, that we say that it doesn't become pasul by eating it on the third day, shows that we're talking about the Korban. And there is no other raya to say that the Kohen should become pasul, and therefore we don't need a special pasuk to teach us that the Kohen doesn't become pasul. Concerning what the Gemara said later on, that Rebbe Elazar said, or some say Rebbe Yochanan said, that ein ishtoi shel odo meisa linkim mevakshim in a moment, that a person's wife doesn't die unless they are asking for money from him. And the Gemara quotes the pasuk shenemar im ein loch leshalim lama yikach mishkocha mitachtecha. So I would think that the same thing applies to somebody who is ma'achan nidrei, that his wife could die because of that aveira, and that's why we have to have the pasuk v'hoye b'chochet, v'loy b'ishtachochet. So Rashi said that what does that mean? That a person's wife doesn't die unless they ask him for money and he doesn't have, that means that he stole money, that he owes money and he doesn't pay. But Tosfos says that in the Gemara in Shabbos, Aflamet Beis, the Gemara says, v'ovein nedorim ishtay shel odem meiso, for the aveira of nedorim, a person's wife would die, and the Gemara there brings the same pasuk, shenema loma yikach mishkocha mitachtecha. So obviously, when the Gemara says that a person doesn't die only if he is asked for money and doesn't pay, that means dinyan of neder, that he makes a neder and he doesn't pay up his neder. And that's why there's a havamina that even if you're oiver about ta'achar, also would be a reason for his wife to die. And we learn now that it's not a reason. We just said that if a person makes a neder and he doesn't pay up, his wife does die. How can we say that we learn now from the pasuk v'hoye b'chochet v'loy b'ishtachochet that she doesn't die? Because here we're talking in a case where he pays it, but he just pays it late. The havamina was that just like the Gemara says there, that if a person makes a neder and he doesn't pay, his wife dies. So too, if he's late in payment, his wife should also die. That's why we have the pasuk v'hoye b'chochet v'loy b'ishtachochet, that for being late in bringing his neder, a person's wife wouldn't die. Only if he doesn't pay up at all. So according to this pshat, it doesn't mean, like Rashi says, that a person's wife dies for gzela. But the Gemara here means the same thing as the Gemara in Shabbos, that it is for not keeping a neder.